Thanks, Dan. What a joyful time it is that we're able to spend gathered here together this morning. As Dan has mentioned, the Bible reading today comes from Luke chapter 18, verse 15 through to 17. And as always, it will be on the screen in front of you, but I'll also give you about 10 seconds to open it up in the Bible as well, if you would like. All right, Luke chapter 18, verse 15 to 17. People were also bringing babies to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly, I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." I'm going to pass it over to our Reverend Winston, who will be sharing with us from this Word of God this morning. Thanks, Winston.
Thank you, Chris. Everyone hear me okay out there? Well, my name is Winston, as you've been told. I'm the youth pastor here at the church, and it was so encouraging to see one of our own youth and one of our youth leaders get baptized today. Especially want to welcome their friends and family. Great to have you join us. And hopefully we can hang out more. I can get to know you guys as well. We're going to come to God's word now, and let's pray. Father, we just commit this time to you as we hear from your word. And we pray, God, that your spirit will be at work in each of us, in me as I speak, and in all of us as we listen, Lord. Help us, Lord, to have a soft and humble hearts to hear your message this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, it was truly a blessing to see and witness the baptisms this morning. And it's so encouraging to hear their commitments that they made to God and to, you know, hear about God's grace, God's work of grace and his goodness and love in their lives. And this morning, I wanted to look at those few verses that Chris read to us. And I think they're just so fitting for an occasion like today, because in this passage, Jesus talks about what it looks like to come into a relationship with God. Now, the passage is pretty simple. But to put it in context, this whole chapter pretty much is a collection of teachings and stories that Luke has put together in this section to get us to think about how we come to God. So right at the beginning of the chapter, we read about the parable of this persistent widow who just constantly goes to this unjust judge because she is desperate and needy, and that's how she comes to this judge, and that's how we're meant to come to God. Then the next episode is the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector, and we see there how two different people come to God, one the Pharisee, then the tax collector, and we see that it's in fact, surprisingly, the tax collector that comes to God in the right way. And so we come to our passage this morning, and we read that people were bringing their babies to Jesus, hoping that Jesus would place his hands on them. And the disciples saw what was going on, and they thought, well, hang on a second. You know, Jesus, our master, is a busy man. He's got important things to do. He's got strategic ministry to do. You know, what are these people bringing babies to Jesus for? And so they weren't happy. They rebuked these people doing that. But Jesus says, no, you got to learn something here. We all got to learn something here. How we come to God is like a little child, and it's a very important lesson for us to learn this morning. And so there's basically one truth, just one key truth that I want us to take home today, and three applications. So one truth and three applications. The one truth is fairly simple, but it is an incredible truth. It's a spectacular truth when you think about it, and it's this. Simply this. God invites you to come to him. God invites you to come to him. That is the truth that I want you to take away this morning. God invites you to come to him. The God of the universe, the creator, the almighty, eternal, and the only God loves you and invites you to come to him. And he wants to embrace you like a father embraces his son or daughter. He invites you to come near to him. Let them come to me, Jesus says. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. The King of the universe, our Creator, invites us to himself, and he invites us into his own kingdom. The kingdom of God belongs to such as these. And that is the beginning of the gospel. There is a God, and salvation begins with God. It is God's initiative. He calls us. He invites us. He's drawing us to himself. But how we come to God matters. And Jesus teaches us that we need to come to him like a little child. In fact, he warns us that if we don't come to him like a little child, then we will not receive the kingdom of God. You will not enter heaven if you don't go to God like a little child. Do you see it there, verse 17? Have a look again. Jesus says, "Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." So it's a warning, isn't it? If you want to get into heaven, you must come to God like a little child. So what does that mean? What does that phrase mean, like a little child? Now, some commentators say, well, you've got to be innocent, like a child is innocent. Well, think about that. It can't really mean that, can it? Because none of us are innocent. So how can we come to God innocent? A little child is not, I mean, they're more innocent than us adults, but they're also not innocent. So it can't mean be innocent in the way that you come to God. It's not so much the status by which we come to God, but it's the way we come to God. We come to God like a child comes to their mother or their father. That is the way in which we come to God. And so I've got three applications that I want us to take away. God invites us to come to him, and here are your three applications. To come to God like a child, we need to come to God hungry, humbly, and needy. Hungry, humbly, and needy. Now, the first one is obvious, isn't it? A baby boy, well, he can't feed himself, can he? He needs his mother to feed him. All he can do is cry when he's hungry. And the mother normally knows, well, that's the hungry cry, and feeds the baby boy. He cries because his stomach is empty. And we cry to God, we should cry to God, not because our stomachs are empty, but because our lives are empty. We were made to know and walk with God, our Creator. And there's this hole in our lives, in our hearts that only God can fill. We try and we try to find a satisfaction in all sorts of areas in our life. You know, be it money or career or relationships or possessions or experiences. And yeah, so when we get some of these things, they might give us some satisfaction, but they don't fully satisfy, do they? It seems that we get these things, they give us moments of joy, and yet we look for more. We try to find more things, to find satisfaction. Something is still missing. We want more. Why? Because there is a hole that only God can satisfy. And so let us come to God hungry. Hungry to know God more and more and more. Jesus came from heaven to earth to die on a cross for our sins so that we might have eternal life and so that we might know him and know his Father. Now my son, like all kids, well, he loves to have fun. He's all about fun. You know, whether it's board games or card games or sports or video games, he's all about the fun. And like most kids, for him, like sleeping is a nuisance because sleeping just gets in the way of fun. I want to stay up because I want to have more fun. And if you're a parent, you know what I'm talking about, right? You know that sometimes it is a battle to get your kid to sleep because they just want to stay up and have more fun. Well, that's my boy. He's all about the fun. But there is one thing that trumps fun, and that is food. Food. When he is hungry, he'll drop everything, and he'll come to mum normally and say, I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I need food. And that's what hungry boys and girls do, don't they? I'm hungry. And sometimes, you know, early in the morning, I'm hungry. You know, I'm trying to sleep in, I'm hungry. No, no, no. You're hungry, I'm sleepy. You know? But if you don't feed them soon, well, mums and dads, you know what goes on, right? They become more and more desperate. I need food, and I need it now. Well, there's something more important than food. And that is God. There's nothing more important in our life than to know God, to have a relationship with God. So let us come to God hungry. Hungry to know him. Hungry to learn from him. Hungry to walk with him. The second application is to come to God humbly. Now, this is a generalization, but children are generally humbler. The younger they are, the more humble they tend to be because they're just inquisitive, right? Generalization. They're inquisitive. They're keen to learn. They're keen to understand. They're curious. They want to explore. They want to know things. Their minds are more open to new ideas. Their minds are like a sponge. They're humble in that way, and that's because they're less certain about themselves. They're trying to work out stuff in this life, and so they depend on others. They depend on their parents for more things than they would when they grow up, and they depend on people that they can trust, and they depend not only on what they can learn from people, but from they also depend on the help they can get from their parents because they can see that their parents are stronger than them. Their parents can protect them. Their parents can support them and help them. And because they know that their parents are wiser and stronger and able to teach them and help them, they come to their parents humbly. When I was small, I used to think that my dad was the strongest man on the planet. I thought his arms were huge, and he used to like flex his biceps, and he would like tweak it and go, "Look at that! There's a little mouse there," and I thought, "Oh, what's going on there?" You know. And then I would try to do that and go, "There's nothing there, Dad. What's going on?" You know. Like I thought my dad was the strongest man on planet Earth. And I also used to think that he was the handiest man in the world. I would watch him like work on all sorts of things around the house, whether it was like building a shelf or fixing a broken furniture or changing the washers and the water taps, or replacing spark plugs, or paving like the pathway. He was so handy. I thought my dad could do anything, and I was in awe of his legendary handyman skills. And even to this day, when I've got a problem, I'm not that handy, but I would call my dad. He's the first person I would call, how do I fix this, or what's the next step? Well, as we grow up, we seem to lose a lot of that humility, trusting, looking for help. And Jesus wants us to come to God with this sort of childlike humility, looking up to our Heavenly Father, the strongest, smartest, wisest being in the universe, humbly before Him. Not proud. Not proud as if we think we're good enough, or we're worthy enough, or we're strong enough, or we already know enough, but humbly. Cause us to come to God humbly, like a child, putting our trust in God, leaning on God's strength, willing to learn from God like a child learns from their father or mother. He is the Almighty God of the universe, and we should be humble before Him and come humbly before Him. Now, the final application is to come to God needy. A child knows that they can't get by without help. And it's the same with us. We can't come to Jesus, with our arms full of everything that we think makes us good, makes us right before God. Hey, look at me, God. I've got it all together. I've got everything under control. I'll be fine. Well, then Jesus says, I'm not that interested if that's how you're going to come to me. But when we come to Him like a child, needy, when we come to Jesus like a child, needy, He embraces us and He welcomes us with all of our needs, with all of our smallness. When we are like a child who doesn't know how to feed himself or tie his shoes or wipe their nose, and we come to God needy. Well, that's the way God wants us to come to Him. Like a kid. Like a kid who needs a hug or needs to be carried when they fall down or they have a bad dream. That's how God wants us to come to Him. I'm reminded once again of the words from one of my favorite hymns. We're going to sing it a bit later. It's from the Rock of Ages. And I love this bit from the song. It says, "Nothing in my hands I bring, simply to your cross I cling. Naked come to you for dress, helpless look to you for grace. Stained by sin to you I cry, wash me Saviour, or I die." You see, we have nothing to bring to Jesus except our empty hands. But when we come to Jesus in all of our neediness, He receives us with love and grace. So Jasmine and Tiff, and all of you who've been baptized, in fact, I want you to understand something very important this morning. Baptism, it doesn't so much mark that you've now arrived. We can think like that. I'm baptized now, I've arrived. But in actual fact, baptism marks a new beginning. Your life, your old life, has died on the cross with Jesus and now you've been raised into a new life as a child of God. Baptism marks a new beginning. And my strong encouragement to you is to keep coming to God like a child. Stay hungry, stay humble, and stay needy. As you grow up more and more, you'll know more, you'll achieve more, you'll be stronger, and you'll be able to do more. And one of the great dangers is you might lose your hunger for God. You might become prouder and think that you don't need God as much. Well, in those times, I want you to remember that you are loved by God. You become a child of God, saved by His great love and sacrifice on the cross. You've been forgiven by His blood. And God has become your loving Heavenly Father. Never forget that. And I urge you and encourage you, all of us, stay hungry, stay humble, and stay needy. Let's pray. Almighty God, loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for the grace that you've given to Tiff and to Jasmine and to many of us, Lord. Such great love and grace, such sacrifice, Lord, that we're so undeserving of. We thank you, God, that you invited us in, Lord. And we pray, God, just as we trusted in you and not ourselves, we trusted in Jesus and his work on the cross and not in our own goodness, we pray that we'll always come before you, God, hungry, humbly, and needy. In Jesus' name, amen.